This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gets it, Richie.
What if that's Stevie Wonder?
Yeah, it sure is. It's 7 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, Jennifer recuperating from eye surgery. She'll be back next week. In the main, we are focused on a lot of things that people are talking about. Pretty interesting to see the attention given to Nike. They unveiled to a lot of hoopla this week Nike HyperAdapt 1.0, which has power-operated laces.
Yeah, like from Back to the Future, the self-lacing shoes.
As soon as you step into a pair, as if they were slip-ons, and press a button, the laces tighten up. The shoe lights up. The shoe was unveiled by the CEO of Nike, Mark Parker, along with a raft of other technologies. They'll be out by this Christmas holiday season. The price, who knows what the price is. They make themselves open for criticism because of where they make them and how they make them.
No more than any other shoe.
That's it, exactly. That's how they sort of get away with it. This is tremendously powerful. This is a very profitable company. The stock is very solid. Largest sportswear brand in the world, based in Beaverton, Oregon. There are actually some other things they're working on. Personalized products. This is a company that makes $50 billion a year.
Wow.
So,
I don't know that I really need that much technology in my shoes.
I want to tie my shoes. There are those shoes. Remember when you use Velcro to wrap up the new, my grandson has these little, cute little shoes. They didn't tie shoes. They have Velcro that holds these little shoes and sneakers on. But this is what happens, actually. When you step into the shoe, your heel will hit a sensor. Then you press two buttons on the side, adjusting the grip. And then the sensor senses when the user needs to have a shoe tighter or looser, and it does it automatically. I would think that yesterday I spent some time in the doctor's office because I have a bunion on my left foot, and I'm trying to treat it without having surgery, and so I got insoles, and I have a wrap around my ankle and support of this and that. And we were talking about this and how it is that we all have such different feet. And to expect that some company is going to make hundreds and thousands of shoes that are exactly the same and have them fit everybody the same way is foolishness.
It's
like your fingerprint. Your feet, your toes are very unique. They're unique to you, how you walk, how you hold yourself, your back, your hips, your spine, all of that stuff predicates how you walk. And your feet are not the same. Nobody's foot is the same as the next guy's.
They're battery operated.
Yeah.
So you have to charge the shoes every night.
Plug in the shoes.
Plug your phone in. Plug your laptop in. Right. Plug your iPad in and plug your shoes in.
Right. Yep. There it is. Okay. So let's see. Some other things that are of interest and import. Donald Trump says we've had enough of the debates. How many of these? It seems like 10,000 of these.
Too many.
Yeah.
Too many.
Nobody's disappointed at this. What I find disappointing in the last 24 hours is the lack of focus on Merrick Garland. You even know who he is?
Garland? He's the guy that Obama put up to be the next Supreme Court Justice.
Now, I may not like this guy, and I might not even want to vote for him. I wouldn't trust Obama to put somebody up there that was going to really act in a way that I think is supreme. All the people up there are way too political, frankly. But he won an award yesterday at the hands of that old fossil, who is the senior Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, said, as far as we're concerned, Mr. President, Merrick Garland wins the most likely to get rejected position. He isn't even going to get rejected. I don't think they're going to have any hearings on this guy at all.
Yesterday he was crying, saying it was a great honor to be. And, you know, it sounded nice enough and everything, but be real, dude. You're never going to see the light of day.
So is it too close to the election? Apparently this sort of thing has happened in the past. I'm not a student.
And as a matter of fact, Joe Biden has done it in the past.
Yeah, right.
He told Bush the first, he said, you know, don't even think about bringing up anybody if the situation were to arise. It didn't, but he said if a Supreme Court appointment comes, don't even think about it.
So the Republicans say, okay, we're just giving you back some of your own medicine. Maybe there's something to be said for
you
that.
You know, and I don't look at it that way. I look at it as like, at first I was... Come on, let them try to appoint somebody. Let it go to court and let everybody make a decision up or down, right? Mm-hmm. But then I started thinking, if you've got a sitting president on their way out, no matter which side they're on, why doesn't it make sense to let whoever the next president is going to be, Republican or Democrat, make the decision? Whether it's Hillary or whether it's Trump, I think I'm okay with waiting until they come in to appoint the next Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, I'm with
it. How do you decide, like, you know, when a sitting president doesn't get to decide anymore?
There's no consistency to it, Kelly. No, is that what you're saying?
It'd be your last year, your lame duck year.
Hmm. But no, she's asking if there shouldn't be something that is more formal that deals with it instead of sort of the happenstance that now is a part of it.
Well, it's his constitutional right and his duty to try to appoint somebody.
That's the thing. Is like I think until they make some kind of, you know, okay, until they make some kind of actual law or some kind of constitutional amendment to say that during the lame duck year.
But there already is a law. The law says that he is supposed to appoint somebody and that the Senate can say, no, we're not going to see the
vice chancellor. That's what I'm saying, is that until they make a law changing that so that the next president coming in, well, then I think they should at least give him a hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. It won't go anywhere. That's the point. Why waste time? It's all for show. By the way, speaking of that, I thought it was very interesting. Paul Ryan, who John Boehner thinks ought to be a president someday, and maybe he will be. He's quite a bright light. Notice he stayed away from it this time around. He said yesterday, we'll make Trump work. Now, he's looked upon because of his age and his intelligence, his work ethic, all the things that have made him a good choice for sitting where he is. I think that if he says that, that puts him in a good seat for 4 years from now. I do, because I think the public wants this guy. And if you don't want to completely destroy the party, you better get on board, because it's going to be a train that leaves the station whether you're on it or not. So, enough on that. Let me talk about your hair. This is maybe more. We'll look at Donald Trump, by the way, the other day in an interview someplace. He said, I take care of my own hair. Nobody does my hair.
No, $300 haircuts on the tarmac.
I do it. No. That's another one. People forget about stuff like that, Richard.
Yeah.
Interesting enough. Rich is referring to Bill Clinton stopping everything up at LAX for an hour and a half while he got a haircut.
On the runway.
Oh. So, it was on the side runway at LAX. So, let's talk about Provia and its winning hair thinning therapy. You want to reduce premature hair loss, then you ought to call. Take care of those 100,000 hair follicles that Richie found out you've got on your head. Provia strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair, no pharmaceuticals at all. This is all natural. A cleansing agent cleans out your pores, allows the follicles of hair under your scalp to grow back again. This is the cat's meow, if you will. Clinical strength hair thinning therapy. No side effects, no chemicals, no smell. It feels different. Doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil. And when you put it on and you massage it around, I use one of those little electric massagers on my scalp. This would be something you'd love to see, Richie, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Just use your imagination. Anyway, this shows that the results of it, when I see these emails from people, the results suggest that you really are going to treat yourself because it's so powerful. It acts so fast. Here's a lady that says, Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in on my scalp. No nasty smell. It's not greasy. I only need to apply a bit on the thinning area. I use it every other night before I go to bed. It is amazing stuff. 800-525-8319. Maybe that's enough. Maybe the fact that I say you'll get your hair back or your money back guaranteed, maybe that'll motivate you to call 800-525-8319. Whatever it is, you'll get your hair back or your money back. And that's the bottom line. Order Provia today. You'll receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate no extra money. So get those results. Call 800-525-8319. No operation, no messy anything. It's pretty easy. It works while you're asleep. Provia, get that hair growing again. 800-525-8319.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
It's a disturbing trend that affects each and every one of us. Whether you drive, bike, or walk, no one is safe from a distracted driver. More than 38,000 roadway fatalities occurred just last year, the highest since 2008. That's got driving safety advocates like Allstate revving things up, bringing their innovative Reality Rides driving simulator to 20 cities across the country. Allstate's Executive Vice President of Operations, Steve Sorensen.
We've been very passionate about this issue for the last 10 years. We are trying to educate customers and drivers on the dangers of distracted driving.
Participants sit in the high-tech virtual reality car and safely experience the dangers of distracted driving. And participant feedback shows it's working. Allstate agency owner Mary Martinez.
67% of those surveyed on previous tours indicated that they learned more about distracted driving. And 59% of those who participated in the simulator said that they will never text and drive again.
To see where Allstate's Reality Rides tour is stopping next, go to facebook.com/xthetext.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Some U.S. customs agents are required to stay in good physical condition, like thousands of other law enforcement employees everywhere. Some of them join health clubs or gyms, just like millions of us who value physical fitness. But unlike other Americans, these agents get their gym memberships paid for courtesy of the taxpayer. Last year, their memberships cost us over $400,000. If the people in charge of their budget would look through the lens of liberty, they would know that responsible citizens are in charge of their own lives, including keeping themselves in shape if their jobs require it. Lots of private companies offer memberships, and some even build their own workout centers. But they are voluntarily spending their own money, not ours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under $1. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Songs from this week in 2009, starting with number five, David Cook's The Time of My Life. I'm going to crank this up, Richie. Kara's take on this song. Let's see, 2009, you would have been, what, about 18? First year of college?
I think it was my last year of high school, actually. He was on American Idol, right?
Yep.
He was the winner, I think.
Yep, season seven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this song. He's one of the winners that I actually liked. There weren't
too
many.
Did you watch a lot of American Idol when you were younger?
No, I think I watched maybe the first season and bits and pieces. I know I saw part of Carrie Underwood's season and part of this one, but I have never really liked that show very much.
Kelly Clarkson was the first winner, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then Carrie. All right. So, Richie, your wife was a big fan of American Idol. Is she watching the final year?
She does. She watches The Voice and American Idol, and she loves them both.
Okay. All right. So, from David Cook in the number five spot during this week in 2009, we moved to number four, and Leona Lewis is Better in Time. No.
I didn't actually hear the question, but she's British and she was on the X Factor. In the UK.
She was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As an actress she was, or
British? No, as a singer. Yeah, she was one.
Oh, the X Factor.
She won the X Factor. She was one of the one of the first winners on the X Factor in the UK before it came over here.
Right.
She's on Simon Cowell's label.
I was thinking of something else that has the X in it. It has nothing to do with the X Factor. The X Files. I'm thinking, what is this woman doing on the X Files? No. All right, so this is good English, the lady, number four, Leona Lewis in that position. Number three, another British group, this is Coldplay, and my favorite song of the day. This is such a great song. I'm going to be tempted to have Richie play the whole thing. Number three this week, on its way to number one, this week in 2009, Viva La Vida was the name of the song. What a great story. You can follow it. Crank it up, Richie!
Never will know this world.
Striachi, what was that guy's name?
Chris,
Were
you talking about the lead singer?
No. There was an instrumental version of this, and the guy sued Coldplay for stealing the song, and then they found out the riff was in 100 other songs. Al somebody or other.
Yeah, Joe Satriani.
Satriani, yeah. Yeah, right. All right.
Chris Martin, though, annoys me. He's got this, like, where he bends over. He looks like he has to go to the bathroom every time he's on stage.
Chris Martin?
Yeah, because he's, like, kind of like in this crumped over kind of position. Dude, take a bathroom break and come back on the stage and perform.
Gwyneth Paltrow was his wife for a while.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Number two this week, 2009, Taylor Swift. Bye. The first song of hers that I really liked. And held up nicely. Right? You like this, Karen?
Talented woman.
Yeah. Karen doesn't matter.
Oh, she's fine. Yeah. I like her all right.
All right, how about Jason Mraz?
Another incredibly talented guy.
Number one this week in 2009, Joseph and Jason Mraz, and I'm yours.
You know what this song is fun for me, Doug?
No.
I can play it on ukulele, guitar, and drums.
Really?
Yeah.
So bring him in someday. I'll have a little orchestration.
Bring my drum set in.
Yeah.
My favorite story about this song, sorry, real fast. My mom thought he said, open up your pants and you're free.
Nice, Mom.
It's true.
28 after on Good Day. Open up your plans
and damn, you're free. Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Today is a good day. Thank you very much for joining us on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Tara Schillen, Rich McFadden, and you along for a discussion of the issues of the day. Taxes in the news. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Dr. Pepper, their shares went into the tank this week after the Brits announced they're going to tax soft drinks. Just like Michael Bloomberg, they say they want to combat child obesity. So as you look at these are all American companies, British Chancellor George Osborne announced the sugar tax in Parliament. Next year, the UK will tax all drinks with more than one tablespoon of sugar per 100 milliliters of drink. Michael Bloomberg hailed the move at the start of the global fight against sugar. By the way, Mexico, France, Belgium, Hungary are among those who this year have introduced similar taxes. So social media, as you can imagine, buzzing after the Osborne surprise. That's what they called it in Parliament. Here's Mara Montalbano, who reported on her Twitter. This is an audio Twitter feed? I don't understand how that works with you, but anyway. Jamie Oliver got a huge backlash after he was seen dancing happily over the news of this sugar tax.
Why is celebrity chef Jamie Oliver so excited he did an impromptu dance on national television? Would you believe it's because of a new tax the government just imposed on the UK? Well, Oliver thinks it will help his cause to fight childhood obesity. The tax was imposed on sugary soft drinks and will start getting collected in 2018. But not everybody was dancing with him. In fact, lots of people took to Twitter to call him out as a hypocrite. Sam said, "There's something just a tad perverse about celeb millionaire Jamie Oliver gleefully celebrating a tax on products which will hit the poor most." This reporter pointed out how Jamie uses a lot of sugar in his own recipes. And Michael says it's showing. Hasn't Jamie Oliver got fat? It seems this sweet victory for Jamie is leaving a lot of people feeling sour.
Come on, for God's sakes. Hit the poor the most? Who are you kidding? The poor, what are you saying? Because people are poor, they haven't got any brains? Yes, It's true that a lot of people who don't have a lot of money eat cheap food, but there are plenty of substitutes.
Fat rich people.
And alternatives, yeah, and there are plenty of fat rich people. You're right, there may be more of a chance of that the other way around because of the way that they eat and drink and that sort of thing. But to have somebody say it'll hit the poor, have the most effect
well,
on the poor.
Well, just proportionally, more of their income gets hit.
Right.
So.
But that's like saying they're too stupid to understand how bad sugar is for them. As in a matter of speaking, people who are poor make bad choices. I guess bad choices, you'd say. They were bad choices. But is that based on their income or their intelligence quotient? There are plenty of studies that have shown, whether it's drink or food, you can buy and prepare foods that are much healthier for you for the same amount of money it would cost you to go to a Wendy's or a McDonald's or Burger King or whatever to get a mood. It's just a move, a meal. It's just easier to do it that way, so some say. But to say that it hits the poor most, that really is class warfare.
All taxes hit poor.
Well,
harder than they hit the rich.
Oh, because they don't have as much money? So don't drink the stuff.
That's what this is aimed at. That argument on every tax, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, now listen, you're not going to find a friend here because of the taxes. You're not going to find any friends.
That's a great argument. I'll use it.
Here's Matthew Williams, one of the many who took to YouTube to express his feelings about Osborne and the sugar tax.
George Osborne, with his announcements today for the budget. But what interested me was how he actually stood there and said, oh, you know, sugar's really bad. Sugar's bad, so we're going to have a tax on sugar in sugary drinks. Wow, great. He then said, oh, and we should be saying great things about people in the industry who've changed their sugar in the drinks, you know, and sort of reformed this, yeah, like Robinson's. He gave a advert for Robinson's, right, which is the number one company, right, that took out all the sugar and replaced it with aspartame.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah. So basically what he's saying is, don't drink sugary drinks, folks. Get cancer and brain hemorrhages and mood swings and mental illness problems.
Educate people
from
nothing. You need to educate yourself and the legislative process, I suppose, legislators into why they ought to. If you're going to get it banning stuff, ban that crap too. And whatever there is that's going to sweeten this, there have been plenty of ways developed to sweeten things without having it be bad for you. It's just easiest and cheapest to use some of the other stuff. Do you ever use stevia?
Yeah, I do have stevia in my office for when I have tea.
Yeah, all right. You know, what about, was Kara drink? She doesn't drink coffee, does she?
Or she drinks usually water, don't you, Kara?
Yeah, I normally have water. I drink too much juice, but my New Year's resolution this year was to actually stop drinking soda, and I've followed through so far, which is good.
Yeah, that's bad stuff. Mm. Okay, also in the tax department, City Council in Chicago this week rescinded a sales tax on tampons that they introduced last week. The vote followed a recommendation that was made without opposition by the Finance Committee. Last week, they voted to add a 10% tax on tampons.
Why?
And women went nuts, as well they should have.
What would make them even think?
Because they're stupid. How many women are there on the Chicago City Council would be the first question I'd ask. Maybe you can quickly Google that, Richie. Now, as of this week, Chicago City Council says tampons and sanitary napkins are characterized as medical necessities, and so they will be exempted. But women have been screaming for a long time about how the products that use them, that help them for birth control, aren't paid for by Medicare and other insurance programs, whereas you can get Viagra and what's the other stuff, Levitra and Cialis. They're paid for by insurance. I think they're 100% right. This is pretty damned outrageous.
Apparently, they tried to do this in the UK when you search for it.
Yeah.
Apparently, they tried to put a tax on it in the UK last year as well.
Well, it's been tried seven times. Seven different states are looking at this legislation. Five women in New York filed a lawsuit arguing the tax is unconstitutional. If it isn't unconstitutional, it sure is pretty stupid. If you're looking to get the women vote, never mind even that. But why would you go there unless you just are the biggest sexist pig that comes down the pike? I can't even begin to imagine how people who have supposedly their job is to represent people. How many women do you know who think it ought to cost more money to buy tampons and feminine products for feminine hygiene? And then not only that, they're going to add, there are diapers for people to get older, incontinence products, that sort of thing. They want to put a state sales tax on those things too. Not a good idea. Not smart, shall we? Just not smart.
But currently 40 states in the United States impose a tax on feminine hygiene products.
Yeah, great. So where do you win? But you see these discussions.
But I don't see anywhere
as
to why. I mean, the only thing I can think of is in the
because people have to have them. They're going to pay the whatever they have to pay to get them. That's what it is.
Whether the sanitation, whether the your sewer system has anything to do with it.
Yeah, that's part of a problem that there is for that stuff as well. Yeah, but just not supposed to flush them. You're supposed to throw them out in the garbage.
Wow.
Go to a landfill or something. It saps all my energy to have a discussion like that. So, Kara, do we sound like a couple of the people who have these conversations? It's like abortion. You never hear women talking about abortion. It's always men who are talking about abortion or things like that. So why is it that men are always talking about these things and women aren't?
Well, I'll let you guys go ahead and talk about it because, I mean, you're kind of on the right path that it's ridiculous. You know, and something that you don't have any choice. It's already bad enough as it is.
Right.
That you have to deal with it. So on top of this, you have to pay a tax? I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, I can't talk about it because it's so extraordinarily frustrating. Mm-hmm. And whose idea it was, I don't know. Why it would ever
hurt
someone.
It wasn't a woman's idea, I guarantee you that. No, not at all.
That's all I have to say about it.
Okay, in a moment, Richie's going to tell us a delightful story about a dog rescue.
Amazing.
This is a sweet story. You look at a picture of this dog and you wonder how in the world did this dog survive. That's coming up next year on Good Day.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
It impacts over 100 million Americans, costing $635 billion a year, and people are suffering in silence. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Chronic pain affects more people than diabetes, cancer, and cardiovascular disease combined. As a doctor, I meet chronic pain sufferers on a daily basis, many of whom have been previously misdiagnosed. Depression and anxiety often plagues these patients, and for some it can lead to pain medication addiction. What you need to know is this. There is help with proper assessment and diagnosis. Treatment must be multidisciplinary to reduce pain and enrich your life. Physical therapy, counseling, and antidepressants are warranted for some. Being proactive helps restore a sense of control and mastery over your day. There's no need to suffer in silence. Seek qualified help until you find it.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Know how. Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/16.
46 past the hour here on Good Day. Richie's been following a story about a wonderful dog rescue that most thought was impossible. I think this goes back about 5 weeks, doesn't it, Richie?
Yeah, it does. It's a dog named Luna. She's an 18-month-old, looks like a German Shepherd.
Anyway,
Luna was out on a fishing boat with her owner, and he said 1 minute she was there, and I turned around and she was gone.
Yeah, jumped in the water and chased a fish.
They were off the coast of San Diego, and the Navy went out looking for her, and they searched San Clemente Island, which is where there's a Navy base, and they searched the water surrounding it and could not find her and presumed that she was dead. Fast forward 5 weeks, this past Tuesday, the dog was discovered wagging her tail to the Navy personnel on the island, and they walked right up to them. Said they were shocked.
Yeah.
There's no domestic animals on the island because of the environmental programs that take place there, but she ran right up to the staff on the Navy base and just started wagging her tail and licking and petting them. And
how did she survive, though? Has anybody seen that?
They think that she spent the 5 weeks, they think that she doggy paddled to the island 2 miles.
Yeah.
And then spent the last 5 weeks hunting and eating mice.
Really?
And was able to survive on that. So she's been returned to her owner now.
What a sweet thing.
Nice little dog.
Folks at NASA are talking about where they should go next. It was an interesting presentation. Buzz Aldrin is very popular and very present in a lot of these conversations about what's going on at NASA. He said that the space bosses ought to delay their deep space plans and get to the moon and set up a sort of a moon colony and use that as a launching pad to go out to Mars. He says he doesn't think that we will, if we do it the right way, we would blast off to Mars until around 2040. There are some who said we can go in 2030. We're going to go back to the moon supposedly by the end of this decade, that kind of stuff. But Buzz Aldrin wants space programs that assist, not compete with other nations. I think we ought to be. That's why I said that the other day on the air. Why are we spending all this money to do all this stuff on our own? Here's the Chinese over here doing it.
Yeah, the
Japanese are doing it. The Russians are doing it. The Europeans are doing it. What are you doing this for? It's crazy. Let's everybody get together like we did on the International Space Station and make it happen that way.
I don't know that I trust the Russians taking over Mars.
Nah. I mean, what are they going to do? Kill their own people?
And how does having a launch from the moon help you to get to Mars?
Because the techs have figured out you can use the ice that's on the moon to create rocket fuel and build fuel.
But it's only a couple hundred thousand miles closer to Mars when you're talking about 300,000.
But you can build a launch pad, Richie. All right, food for thought anyway. It's 50 minutes after the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Past the hour now on today's Doug Steph and Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Richie and I are going to talk about March Madness. There's a new trend-making app. And also, we are in the trending box at DougSteffen.com suggesting you be careful about what you like, if you know what I mean, on Facebook. All that in our focus in a moment here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years. So I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future. Which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so Richie, you're following March Madness. And I'm sure there's plenty of material online, people with their bets and trying to understand who's out front and who's going to win.
Yeah, I'm filling out my brackets this morning and handing it in with my $5. I'm going to do two brackets, so that'll cost me $10, and hopefully this year's the year I win a little bit. But let's say you're at the office, Doug, and you're keeping up on your brackets, you're following what's going on in the games, and you're watching your brackets and making sure whether you're hitting the wins or not. The NCAA has come up with a cool thing, just in case your boss isn't cool with you spending time at work checking your brackets. It's called the boss button.
Really?
And whenever your boss is walking by, instead of having to scramble and click to another screen so that he doesn't see you checking your brackets, there's a button right on their bracket page called the boss button. And what it will do is take you to one of three places. It will either take you to a fake search engine, a fake slideshow, or fake class notes, in case you're checking it in school and your teacher's walking up on you. So check that out. If you go to the NCAA brackets, you'll see the boss button there. Apparently they've had it for 10 years. And also, if your internet traffic is a little slow today at the office, you kind of know what's going to be going on.
Exactly.
Internet traffic is going to be hit hard today.
One of the great features of Facebook is that you can like something and it'll come up in your friends' news feeds, effectively sharing it with that person. When one of those pictures pops up of a youngster, for example, holding a sign that says, I get 10,000 likes. My mom and dad said I can have a brother or a sister if I have that. You may be more likely to think about liking it. But that's not really all it seems to be. If you like it, it begins to pop up on news feeds, can be shared across the network of your friends, or just like extremely broad. If you're like me, I've got thousands of people that are on facebook.com/today. Like farming, for example. How does the scam work? There's a scam involved. The scammer creates a page, posts cute pictures. When you like the page, it shows up in your news feed. If you continue to comment on it or like this, it begins to show up more in your own news feed and then in your friend's news feed. And the more it shows up, the more likes and interaction it gets, the more power it gains, yada, yada, yada. But where the harm is, the page has a few thousand likes. Its creator can place ads on the page. These may be just for something they sell and want you to buy. It can also be ads for scams that debit money from your bank account, products that never arrive, ads that when you click through them contain viruses. There's a huge black market for selling Facebook pages with thousands of likes. Facebook can sell pages. They say it's against their terms of service, but it does happen. So you may want to be very careful. The scammers appeal to your better nature, photos of children with diseases.
So they're actually creating content in order to get to
scam you. Yeah, in order to scam you.
Right. So in hard work.
If you want to know more about it, you can check the story out. It's a service of DougStephan.com. Why you need to be careful about what you like on Facebook from today's show at DougStephan.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.